Yes, it would. About 20% of all Floridians are retired or receive Social Security as their primary source of income, Tom. So reductions in the cost of living and reindexing would have a significant impact. There's also a proposal to raise the retirement age, Tom. That would probably have an impact, but probably less than we would expect because people are retiring a bit later anyway because of the economic conditions.
Now, other economists agree with you, Hank, that raising the retirement age is going to be not only a good idea, but probably a necessity. But I've heard others point out that while it might be relatively easy for people like economists and radio broadcasters and politicians to work until the age of 70, many lower income folks who will likely depend more heavily on Social Security work, you know, really hard manual labor jobs. By the age of 65, it becomes pretty difficult for them to continue working full time. Could you envision there being perhaps some kind of adjustment for workers depending possibly on their income level or the type of work they engage in?
Yes, there could be some type of means testing for Social Security that's also been proposed. Even more important in the short run is what are we going to do about Medicare? The costs are rising so rapidly that that program is the closest in jeopardy. And there are all kinds of proposals to control those costs. We passed some health care legislation last year. Significant more reforms will be needed in that entitlements program as well. Probably we'll see some type of means testing for Medicare, Tom.
Now, one of the points upon which there seems to be some agreement is for reductions in discretionary spending, in particular in defense spending, when we have, of course, a substantial defense industry presence here in Central Florida. How might those cuts affect our economy?
Well, probably it won't have that much effect on us because many of the big weapons programs that are slated to be stopped are not produced here in Central Florida. Now, we'll have some impact on Lockheed Martin's programs, but probably muted because we need to restock for all the missiles and other things that have been used over the last year or two. We also are the home of the Simulation Training Center, and so that will probably see some benefit as other DOD spending goes down because simulation training is so cost-effective, Tom.
Well, we touched on this to some extent last week when we spoke about the end of the space shuttle program, but how would a default on the national debt impact NASA's plans for the future of the nation's space program?
Well, they'd be over. They'd just be over. But I think the discussion about the default and the problems with NASA kind of are emblematic of the basic problem, Tom. We failed to deal with our budget problems soon enough. We starved NASA, so as a result, we got a very bad result. Even just this discussion, the concept that we could even consider defaulting has eroded confidence in the United States, eroded confidence in the dollar, and is having a substantial near-term effect on economic activity. Part of the reason the economy has been so weak the last 60 days is because all of the uncertainty that surrounds what is Congress going to do or not do, and are we really going to default?
Well, Hank, the negotiations in Washington seem to center primarily on how to strike the right balance between revenue increases and spending cuts. Now, given our demographic and our economic profile here in Florida, what, in your view, would be the optimal balance for Florida's economy?
It depends upon exactly what happens. If we get some mix of revenue increases, which close loopholes for oil and gas, and subsidies are reduced for agriculture and other things, we might actually turn out better than average for the United States. Yes, we're a little more vulnerable on the Social Security Medicare side, Tom. But if we reach a policy mixture, we probably will do better than the balance of the country because of that composition of our economic activity.
So would that be your description of the best balance for us?
From an economic perspective, a larger program, a $4 trillion program over 10 years, balanced between spending cuts and revenue increases and closing tax loopholes, that type of mix that the president is describing would be best for us here in Central Florida because of the mix of our economic activities. Tourism wouldn't be very much affected. There'd be some impact on us from changes in entitlements programs, but the reduction in defense and other discretionary programs would affect other parts of the country more than it would affect us here in Central Florida.